This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Best of the blogs.
Carla G. Schneider is with us again, our blog reviewer. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
And so today, Life's Like a Cupcake. This is one that a listener sent in to us.
Yes, Life's Like a Cupcake is a blog by Jennifer Reed, who lives in Sydney. Jennifer began taking a cake decorating course this year, and during her classes she started to see how making cakes and decorating them related to the lessons we learn in life. Jennifer shares her cake decorating lessons and her life lessons in her blog, Life's Like a Cupcake. Jennifer's blog is just as sweet as a cupcake, with colourful photos and sprinklings of God's word.
And so what's nice about this blog, Carla?
Well, Jennifer writes in a really genuine, sincere way, and her blog is really uplifting to read because she writes with a lot of joy. But what is particularly, great about her joy is that she was diagnosed with breast cancer last year in May. So blogging has been part of her healing process. She said that she loves writing, and writing is a way to nurture herself by doing something she enjoys. But what's really lovely is that by nurturing herself, she's nurturing a lot of other people, because her blog is a really encouraging thing to read, and her friends and family have all sort of rallied around her, and they're all waiting for her next post really excitedly.
Oh, that's nice.
She told me that every time she blogs that evening, her husband sits her down and they have a cup of tea and he gets her to read aloud her post. So she's really supported by her family, which I thought was really beautiful.
That is so sweet.
I know.
Tell us how she uses this analogy of the cupcake. You know, life is like a cupcake. How does she use that analogy sort of to relate to her own life journey?
Well, I'm completely convinced now that life really is like a cupcake. She's very persuasive in her writing. So, as I said before, she started going to a cake decorating course, and the posts start out with photos of new cupcakes that she's made.
Yeah.
And after each section, she kind of explains how life is like a cupcake. So in her first post in July this year, she said that she noticed that when she goes to, you know, those really nice bakeries and she sees these gorgeous cupcakes, she feels like they're better than hers and that they'll probably taste better too. But she finds that once she eats them, they're maybe not as nice as she imagined.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that we can live our lives like that. We can look at other people's lives or their cupcakes and go, oh, they're so much better than me. Like, they're doing better at uni, or their job's better, or their family's so happy. But she said that since having breast cancer, she's realised that the life she has is the only life she's going to get. She's got to live it to the full and really cherish everything she's got. So that's one example of how life's like a cupcake.
That's really nice, yeah. And so is she going to just go on? I mean, I've seen some of the beautiful pictures of these cupcakes. I don't know how she's going to keep improving. They look so good already.
I know. She's very humble about it. She writes, I think last week, she wrote this really funny story about how she can decorate the cupcakes and they look really nice, but she says that they don't taste very good sometimes. And I know, she's really humble. And she says that she made some cupcakes that were so rubbery that she and her family were, like, bouncing them off the plate. So, I know, she's hilarious. And I kind of hope she doesn't find the right recipe. I know that sounds mean, but she writes about it in such a funny way that I want more. But she says that she's going to keep trying to find this perfect cupcake recipe. So I think I should try and tell her about the Australian Women's Weekly recipes, because they're the bomb. They're so good.
Okay.
But she's got a lot of material to write about. So she's had a really interesting life. She's worked in finance and business banking, and she's been a beauty therapist, and she's a primary school teacher now, and she's got two kids, a 13-year-old daughter and a 12-year-old son. So she's got so many interesting things to write about apart from cakes. So I'm looking forward to hearing a lot more from her.
Okay. Now, Jennifer's also a Christian, isn't she? And she writes about God in a way through her experiences, doesn't she?
Yes. So something that really impresses me about her blog is that she does glorify God in what she says, and there's always a Bible verse there. But I interviewed her this week, and she mentioned that she really wanted to tell people about Jesus, but she realizes that a lot of people who aren't believers don't like being preached at.
Of course, yeah.
And I think with blogs, because it's on the internet, it's on the public arena, so if someone clicks on your blog, you want them to kind of stay reading. And she writes about God in a way that's really gentle and kind and really accessible, and she says that she wants to plant little seeds of faith in people. And I like to think that they're little hundreds and thousands of faith or sprinkles. I know. I'd like to read something.
Just the icing on the cake, you know. Yep.
I know. How far can we push this metaphor? She's a lot better at it than I am. I'm just a bit corny. So I interviewed her this week, and this is what she said. I'll just read out a quote. She said, "Being a Christian, the Lord has taught me so much on this journey and has helped me get through so many tough times. I really want to share what has helped me along the way in the hope that it may just encourage or help someone else in need." And I found that reading Jennifer's blog has helped me in little things because she's just got a really godly heart and she really honours God through what she writes.
I think that message too of sort of looking at someone else's cupcakes and thinking, oh, they're so delicious and, you know, they're so perfect and I want that. Using that metaphor that we look at someone else's life and we think their life is wonderful and perfect and we think that we're somehow missing out. That's a really amazing analogy to come from someone who's going through she's in the process of going through breast cancer, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
So if she can look at her life and say, you know, I want to learn to appreciate what I've got and enjoy my life when she's going through this really awful thing, then I think that's quite a powerful thing to share.
I completely agree. I think she's a great example of the wonderful work that God can do because I think it would be really hard to be joyful in that circumstance. And Jennifer has that joy and she shares it with everybody. So. Mm. Good for her. I want any cupcake. I don't care whose cupcake it is.
Okay. All right. So the blog that we've been discussing is lifeslikeacupcake.blogspot.com. Also, we're just saying that that was emailed in by a listener and that you can also do that mornings@hope1032.com.au if you want to email in your blog for discussion, and Carla's blog is chasingcakes.wordpress.com. Thanks, Carla.
Thank you. And can I just say thanks to anyone who sent in their blog because I read them all and they were all fantastic and I'm looking forward to reading more. I know that you've got blogs out there, so send them in to us.
Okay, mornings@hope1032.com.au is the address to send them into. Okay, see ya.
Bye.
Best of the blogs. This has been a Hope 1032 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.